The matter has yet to be resolved. Former Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. Graham, who also served as Florida's governor for two terms, was 87 years old. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points, the NASDAQ down 2 points. More details, srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue we're discussing today is that this election, November the 5th, 6 months from now, this election is not really about Democrat or Republican, though that's the way we vote. You've got the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. Of course, you've got an independent that's getting some pretty good votes, Robert Kennedy Jr. But it's not about the candidate, ladies and gentlemen, as much as it is about the issues. We're making a decision this November the 5th, American voters, juxtaposed with the illegal voters. This nation will make the determination on the destiny of America via our votes. We're talking about a battle between two cultures. What kind of culture do you want America to be? Just before the news break, I was reading an article about the state legislature adopts plans to end religious liberty. It's coming out of Minnesota. And the final note, this writer says, if the state can tell churches and schools what they cannot say or do on gender identity, then it can tell the churches and schools what they cannot say or do on other issues also. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's an important subject that we're talking about today. How are you going to vote? You don't have to tell me your vote. How are you going to make a decision on how to cast your vote? Is it based on what is popular? Will your vote decision be based on simply an emotional thing? Will your vote be based on a decision that you've always been a Democrat, you've always been a Republican, you're not going to change now, et cetera, et cetera? There's some out there like that. There's some old-time Democrats, you may be listening to me today, that because 50 years ago, 60 years ago, the Democratic Party was more conservative, morally, ethically, and doctrinally, than the best Republican Party today. So are you going to base your decision on what mom and dad, grandpa did in their vote? Are you going to base the decision based on the moral, ethical, theological responsibility of a Christian, a conservative, and a patriot in America? Your vote will make the decision on the direction of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that today. We've looked at one or two of the issues. We're talking about the issue with parents and grandparents in the school, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We're talking about today the absolute authority to have your child talk porn in the classroom, brainwashed, indoctrinated. Here's an issue that I believe we need to be concerned about. I've got, looking at the headline, Biden's deep state exposed in shocking report. Here's the secret plot to erase one major right. I'll just read a few paragraphs. Joe Biden lost in his effort to create a ministry of truth that would work to control the free speech in America. Backlash over his plans forced him to dissolve the official group that would work against the voices of Americans. The setback didn't stop Biden, who continued to formulate plans to suppress free speech, to violate all Americans' rights, and the leftist Democrats are still skilled at driving and delivering their efforts through various federal departments to achieve the ultimate goal of silencing all opposition in America. Biden and his team were caught working against free speech rights after a lawsuit exposed a shocking government report. The Biden tyranny machine was in full force with efforts to censor all independent conservative voices and to use government influence to get major organizations to fall in line with the administration's line of thinking. And it goes further to say, from Breitbart News, this article reads, internal documents obtained by the America First Legal from the United States Agency for International Development have revealed the disturbing initiative to promote widespread censorship practices across all sectors aimed at suppressing independent preservative perspectives and Christians and alternative narratives. Among the tactics include the report, agency advocate for advertiser outreach to cut financial support to any of those who do not toe the line of government indoctrination. Ladies and gentlemen, what kind of America do you want? Do you want America that's free, that we have religious liberties, constitutional liberties that we have codified in our Bill of Rights? Do you want America to be a nation that murder by way of abortion is okay? And by the way, on the fast track, in same vein of that, we have fast-tracked in America today following the, the lead of Canada and other nations, the fast-track of euthanasia, infanticide and euthanasia. Part of that infanticide is with a baby that's born at birth, they just take the baby's life. Euthanasia is where because you're old, cannot defend yourself, then you're dispatched by way of multitudes believe today that the agencies and the organizations and the medical science that will allow a nurse to go in and inject the patient or put them on a death drip that will take their lives. We're talking about today, what kind of America do we want? How do you want to see America? What would you want your kids and grandkids to see in America in the years to come? I believe I have Bob on the line. Bob, go over with the question or comment, please. Bob, are you there? I reckon
Hello?
You lost Bob. Bob, are you there?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard you talk about America in Bible prophecy. Can you tell us, do you think that America will be around much longer?
Well, I think as, and I'll talk about that in the broadcast further, but as David Hansen, I think, has said, in fact, with his statement, let me just read his statement. Victor David Hansen said, "This is America's last chance before collapse." So to answer your question directly from my perspective, we do not see the United States of America any place in end-time prophecy. We do not see America named. Some have said and surmised that Revelation chapter 18, the collapse of the Babylonian system, there are some that believe with all their heart that the Babylonian system is talking about America, and they could be right because part and parcel of the American system is the commerce that we have that has been so great for all of these years, but there's nothing said that America would be in the last days prophetic text. I believe, if you want to go back with my philosophical, theological, doctrinal grasp on it, I believe that we're witnessing the constant, continual, progressive judgment on America by the hand of God. Since May 15, 1948, when the Jewish people became a reconstituted nation after 2,500 years in diaspora, that is a separation and spread around the world, when they became a nation, God started progressively disengaging with the Gentile nations and totally reengaging with the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. So I believe that God is progressively, as we speak, judging America. And by the way, Bob, since Joe Biden orchestrated behind the backs of the conservative Christians in America and the conservative political parties in America by negotiating behind the backs with the attack from Iran, and he did negotiate behind the scenes, negotiating with Iran how many missiles they could fly, where they could do them, fly them, and what the end result should be. And it was negotiated. That's the reason the all of our intelligence agencies, through Joe Biden and through the State Department, knew exactly when Iran would attack, and they gave 48 hours. And I'm reading article after article on online news this morning that Joe Biden negotiated with the enemy to try to frighten Israel into standing down. They wanted to stop the battle in Gaza. And the way to cause Israel to stand down in Biden's thwarted, twisted, corrupt mind was to negotiate with the enemy to take Israel down. And any president will do that. The scripture is very, very clear in Genesis 12 that if a nation, if we bless Israel, God's going to bless us. Well, I believe that's the turning point. If it's not the only one, it's the major one, turning point, that God will cease to bless America. So with the peripheral being stated, going back to your initial question, I don't believe we'll see America in the last days. I believe God, the reason America will not be here as a nation, because we're watching God's hand of judgment. And part of God's hand of judgment, I believe, is the allowing of Joe Biden, the infinitesimally open-minded, I've talked about artificial intelligence, it's been around for a while, especially in the Oval Office, but I believe in watching the southern border be destroyed, allowing the invasion of the Islamic jihadist invaders, I believe that's part and parcel of it. The demographers tell us, Bob, that by 2050, America will be a totally Islamic nation. Now, I don't know about you, but that's frightening. And I believe that's why we see America not mentioned in the end-time prophetic eschatological text. Bob, does that answer your question?
Yes, well said, Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I believe for every Christian, every conservative, we need to take the admonition in the Scripture. In Luke 21:28, we need to look up, lift up our heads, and realize our redemption draweth nigh. And the more we see each day, the closer we see it's getting. Here's a headline. Christian school teacher arrested for using artificial intelligence to create child porn for the yearbook's photographs. A teacher in a Christian school in Florida has been arrested for allegedly taking yearbook photos and using artificial intelligence to create erotic materials and sexually explicit content featuring children. Stephen Hauser, 67, of Newport Richey, Florida, will face charges for possession of child pornography, according to a statement published in the Pasco County Sheriff's Office Tuesday. Deputies began the investigation following an unspecified tip that they received about Hauser. The investigation uncovered that Hauser, who worked as a third grader science teacher in Beacon Christian Academy in Newport Richey, allegedly possessed two photos and three videos of child pornography. Authorities confirmed that the images did not include students in that particular school, but I could go on with the article. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, I bring that out because we're living in a society today that the left, morals, ethics, and values, have no concern for the Christian values and the ethics and values that America's had for all of these centuries. We're talking about a battle between two cultures. One culture says we're going to have everything wide open with prostitution legalized. We're going to have everything wide open where child pornography and pornography in general is open and no censorship. We're going to have a culture where there's the transgender, transsexual abuse of what God has created. God didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. But somehow, some way, we have a culture today through the Biden administration and others of like kind that says God must have made a mistake. There's 157 different genders. That's laughable almost, ladies and gentlemen. But the bottom line is that we need to recognize that this election is the settlement of a battle between two cultures, not two parties, not two candidates, but it's a battle between two cultures, a culture of the left, a culture of the right, a culture of good, or a culture of evil. In Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the 20th verse, says that there'll day come when, and I'm going to paraphrase, when evil be called good, good called evil, black called white, white called black, and day called night, and night called day. In other words, where we have it totally upside down as to what is morally, ethically acceptable by Holy God. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. I am in total agreement with what you're saying and the point that the caller brought up about not America in Scripture, the final days of well, I am in agreement with you that possibly America could be doing its final days, and I verily believe, I don't have any, I am fully convinced that the reason America could be doing its final days is that it is because we have rejected God. America has turned its back on God. We have leaders who have rejected God. We have people in leadership who have abandoned God, abandoned our background, very Judeo-Christian foundation totally. And this is where the problem comes. We couldn't expect to abandon God and continue to prosper. So this is the problem we are, as you say, we are going through what we're going through and what look like final. Don't let the Americans wake up. The only answer to our problem is for Americans, especially believers. We have a so-called church with having a form of godliness but denying the power. But believers, if we humble ourselves and pray and really cry out to God based on God's agenda, we don't know it. He has an appointed time. He will give us another chance by clearing, getting rid of the evil, ungodliness in leadership. Because ungodliness in leadership lead the people astray, bring confusion, and the people mourn when the wicked is in charge. So what we're asking God for now is we're asking God to clear the ungodliness in leadership and to give us another chance based on his agenda. We don't know. We would ask him to remove these who have abandoned, remove these people who have made themselves God, the Nebuchadnezzar spirit. Remove them out of leadership and raise up to help us to. So Christians need to wake up. We can't sit down, as you were saying, be locked into your party box. I have been a Democrat over the years, or I have been a Republican over, and I have to, no matter what is the condition, I have to mark that race now. Christians need to wake up, or it will be too late when we will be obliged to see where we have reached. God help us unless we get an intervention from him, if we will humble ourselves. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes. Lily, you're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a battle between two cultures, a battle between two cultures, the culture of life, the culture of death, the culture of good, the culture of evil. Which one do you want for our nation? That will be your determination. That will be the determination of the destiny of America based on how you, how I, and how others that are listening today, how we cast our vote. It ought not to be, our vote ought not to be based on what the Communist Network News tells us. It ought not to be based on the lies that are being told. Jill Biden, for example, just said yesterday in her speech for her husband, Joe Biden, said that Donald Trump was a dangerous man. I'd love to be able to interview her and ask her a question. Name me one thing that Trump did that is a danger to the so-called democracy. Name me one thing that Trump has done that's a danger to the survival of America. Name me one thing that he's done that would ought to label him as an evil, wicked man. Now, there's some that say, well, how he talks. Look at what he says. Look at what he's done, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's the barometer by which we elect a president, that would mean there's not a human being on the face of God's green earth that qualifies to run for any public office. Doesn't meet the standard of perfection. I get a little weary with that. If you sound to tell from the sound of my voice, I'm passionate about it. Don't get in my face and tell me, well, look at what Donald Trump has said. Look at his vocabulary. I don't handle that at all very well. We're not voting for Jesus as president. We're voting for a man with a spine wide enough to take a stand to help deliver America from the jaws of deception, destruction, and a total annihilation. That's where we're headed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline from Jay Sekulow. There's a surreptitious war being waged on our faith, and I'm concerned that many Christians just are not prepared for it. Students and teachers alike are banned from praying. Residents are being threatened with eviction from their homes for holding Bible studies in their homes. And now even churches are being banned from some cities. Biden and the radical left are empowering anti-Christian forces to strip away our religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one side cultural side that we need to analyze and ascertain. What do we want for America? How do we want it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the battle between two cultures. It's the culture of good and the culture of evil. Which do you want? Here's a headline that's a scary headline. Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan chant death to America. Death to America. A crowd of pro-Hamas demonstrators gathered in Dearborn, Michigan chanting death to America, death to Israel. One of the speakers called for the United States one of the rottenest countries on earth. If you don't love America, this writer says, you are free to go back to whatever third world country you came from. Meanwhile, President Biden's Justice Department is infiltrating Catholic churches and jailing pro-lifers who prayed and are saying hymns outside of abortion clinics. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want a nation? Do you want America to be a nation known for the fact that if you get out on the sidewalk in front of a murder by way of abortion clinic, that you're going to be arrested because of your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you want to be in an America where if you have said anything or done anything that is contrary to the present administration, the loose likes, lost liberals, that you can have your door smashed in at 5:30 in the morning and your kids and your wife handcuffed and dragged out, put into squad cars simply because of your faith and your Christian standards? And that's what's happening across America today. And it's not being televised or broadcast on the Communist Network News. The average general public does not know these things are happening. Is that what we want in America? Do we want an Islamically led nation? Do we want a nation that's led by the Islamic jihadists, where if you do not go along with their standard, then you're beheaded? If you do not wear the right clothing, you are in some way publicly demeaned and are destroyed? That's where we're headed in America today. Is that what you want? That's a culture of evil. Two cultures is the battle. We have a right, ladies and gentlemen, today, a right to keep and bear arms today. But under this present administration and the mindset there, the right to keep and bear arms is not something that should be sought. It is not something that should be viewed as unalterable. But there's a move to listen. Under the Biden administration, we've had more laws passed locally, statewide, and nationally on a federal level and a statewide level. More gun laws passed to outlaw and make illegal the ownership of ammunition, the purchase of weapons, how it's carried, when it's carried, where it can be carried. And the Bill of Rights says with our Second Amendment, that ought not to be infringed upon. It's being eviscerated, ladies and gentlemen. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and at the risk of redundancy, I might say again, hundreds of different nuances of gun laws in America. You want a nation that has a leader in the Oval Office that says that every citizen has the right to keep and bear arms, or a leader in the Oval Office that says that we need to somehow, some way disarm Americans? Ladies and gentlemen, if we are disarmed and if we have no right of freedom of speech and religious liberties, we're gone as a nation. We're destroyed as a nation. And I believe that we need to recognize that. It is something that is absolutely sad. But ladies and gentlemen, it's something that we need to understand. And that banning prayer in the classroom, banning prayer in the public forum, banning employees in schools and other places from praying, and for saying that we don't have the right to keep and bear arms, there's a problem, and that's the difference between the two candidates. How will you vote November the 5th? Will you vote for the preservation of the morals, ethics, and values, biblically speaking, constitutionally speaking, or will you vote to remove the values, the moral, ethical values? It was Jerry Nadler 2 years ago that in a debate on the House floor, Jerry Nadler screamed out to someone that was reading from Scripture and said, God's Word, the Bible, has no place in the halls of Congress. Do you want that for a nation? Is that what we're going to vote for in November? I hope not. I believe I have Miranda on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it is a war between good and evil, like Kenneth was saying. I want to be on the right side of that battle, and I think all Christians should start really, really examining their souls and their relationship with God. And as you said, Donald Trump is a man. He's not God. He's not Jesus. we're not trying to elect a perfect human being into the office of President of the United States. None of the other men who have held that office were perfect, not even the very good ones like Washington and some of the original founding fathers. They had their flaws and their shortcomings as well, just as we all do, just as all of us humans do. But one thing I wanted to mention was the other night I was listening to a young woman who had escaped North Korea and was now living in the United States. She has a child. She's old enough to have a child. But she said that when she left North Korea, it was a very frightening situation. But one of the young people in the audience stood up and asked her, what is the best thing about America that you have experienced since you've been here? She says, everything. Everything. She said, you don't realize it, but I never saw a mattress where you sleep on a mattress before I came to America. I never had a warm shower before I came to America. She said, Americans live such comfortable lives that even the poorest among us have so many more comforts than so many of the people in the world. And she said that what we are in danger of losing is everything, everything. We're in danger of losing it all. Mm-hmm. And she was stressing that, but she also mentioned too that some people that women that try to escape, and if they end up in the hands of the Chinese, this is a horrible thing. They are put into brothels where their life expectancy is only about 6 months because they are abused so badly there, and. It's just we don't realize what is at stake here, and I just want to say that.
Miranda, you're exactly right, Miranda. You're on target with that because our nation is at stake. The destiny of America is at stake. In fact, I'll touch on this and let you go. Our time is about out for today anyway, but Miranda, I just read an article about the fact that Biden has now, by executive order, said that every vehicle that's produced 2026 and following must have a device so the federal government can shut it off. And it's under the guise and the auspices that we're going to keep drunk drivers off the road. And so if that car suddenly swerves, the federal government can shut the automobile off to protect you, of course. But what if a person is rushing to the hospital to save a child that's been an injury and swerves the car going around? What if the car is coming head-on and that driver swerves to prevent a head-on collision? It is the fact, the only fact that is I can bring out that is very clear. It's where the government wants to go, wants to control what we drive, where we drive, where we go, how long we stay, what we spend, how we spend it, who we vote for, with total censorship of our nation. That will destroy the future of our nation. But Miranda, you're exactly right. We need, as Christians, keep praying. That's our only hope. Keep praying.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden called out on evidence that he is, in fact, targeting Christians. The federal government's attack on Christians gains prominence under Barack Obama when he insisted that faith-based organizations pay for abortions for employees as part of their health care. And it goes on to talk about that is just part and parcel of Biden's design plan to control and to obliterate and totally wipe out anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. We need to understand that when we walk in that ballot box, walk to that ballot box and vote. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10,